Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God, reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. Good to have you with us any night.
Amen.
Getting ready for an amazing program tonight. For the presence of God to manifest in our midst.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to have a good time. Don't you like it when that's the case? I do.
I do.
Well, alrighty then. Looks like everything's ready to go. Is everybody ready to go?
I am.
Woo! Everybody in the back row. All right. Here we go. Let's kick this thing off. Please silence and mute your phones. So we don't have any unnecessary interruptions. We'll get this thing going here. I clicked the button.
Thank you.
There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go.
There we go.
Got a notification already?
You did?
Send this off to a few wonderful people.
There you are. Good evening, community of faith.
Good evening, community of faith. Check our postings. Audrey Van Gessel's here. Checked out our emojis. Everything's going. And Audrey Van Gessel's here.
Wow.
Welcome.
Meet us here, Audrey.
Welcome, 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 Audrey Van Gessel. My dear sister of the best. I have a feeling I'm going to drink that right. Roger is with us. It's working, Roger. You're with us. Dan Cottle's with us. Here comes the Saints. They're my friend, Becca Chapman. Somebody start singing, oh, when the Saints come marching in. Oh, when the Saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number. When the Saints come marching in.
Want to YouTube right away?
No. Go ahead, boys. The second verse. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. When the Saints go marching in. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. You'll be in that number. When the Saints go marching. How's everybody's day been going on?
My day's been great.
My day's been great.
I feel like we got a lot.
Got a lot accomplished today. Amen. Got a lot accomplished. And we fought the fight and we won. Hey. Brother Dan Cottle said, hello, John. Hi, John.
Hello, hello.
Not sure who you are, but we love you. And if you're John Wayner, hello, brother. Love you, man. Just checking in with you again. Do I need to go check on anything at your trailer for you? Oh, Wednesday. I have Amazing Grace singing in my head. Go ahead. Belt it out, man. Just let go. You won't interrupt anything. You know, I hope everybody had a great weekend. We did. And it is June the 1st. Let's take this month on with the power of the Holy Spirit and conquer. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Amazing Grace, an amazing song.
Yes, it is.
With an amazing story. Brother Roger Oxy, good evening to you. As you can see, everybody here is doing really good. Come on, Jake. More evening, Jake. Jack and Jake. And Kate and Will, right?
Yeah.
Busy at the kid home. Amazing Grace. Phyllis K. Raymond. Welcome, man. No coffee tonight, huh? It's like 87 degrees out tonight. It's really hot. really, really hot. I might have coffee by the time we get done. If you stay long enough, Roger, and you keep pulling me out and we drag it on where the sun sets, then I might get hot. Rebecca Smith is with us.
Earlier.
Rebecca Smith,
would you?
I told everybody at lunch, if you see Rebecca, tell her we miss her. Same thing to Shannon and Brother Robert. If you see him, tell him we miss him. For all of you that were old timers way back, I had a good conversation with Brother Ken Miller today. And he's on an Amtrak headed for California.
So
fun. Good to see you here. Now, Becca said, I missed you at noon, honey. Now, I didn't say that. All right? But she did. Phyllis K. Raymond, God bless you. Good to have you with us tonight, ma'am. Oh, we're closer to that. You kind of what? Sit across the table from somebody and try to figure out what they're saying.
Oh, there it is. I was going to taste it.
Oh.
There, and I thought it was already out of the
Oh.
Where I couldn't reach it.
Oh.
That's
all. Huh? Well, there you go. YouTube is live. Welcome to have you over there. Brother Dan Cottle's live. He's with us. Somewhere more and around the great United States of America. Got a whole bunch of folks here. Mike Tony's with us.
Happy, love to have you with us.
Mike Tony's with us, sitting back on the couch with a big, happy smile on his face. Because he got to eat at Portillo's. That's wonderful.
No.
Oh, yeah. Be jealous. No, that's a sin. But everybody wish you was there.
Oh, he's at the home.
But I think I'm not jealous. But I can sure taste it. I can smell it.
So did you have a portobello burger?
You believe how fast the weekend passed? It went fast, didn't it, fellas? It was moving.
It did.
But 5 months are already gone out of this year. 5 months.
Can you believe that? Wow.
We are in the halfway point of this year almost. And hopefully you enjoy absolutely every day of June. Don't spend any days in June in fear or in confusion. I opted for meat, and more meat with hot peppers. What would you like? I would like steak and chicken and turkey all in one sandwich. Amen. And there, they would find a way to do it. They would say, oh, you've been here before. Yeah, we do. I think I've been to that one in Clinton, but I'm telling you, send them. All y'all send pictures. You know, I've been saying it for a while now that I'm looking for more people that would be willing to go once a week and visit a local memorial and read the names of the fallen like we do. It's a script you can read. You're not standing in front of the camera. And it's a way that you can be a part of that, and it be a blessing, and you get an opportunity to serve in it.
Yeah.
If that's something that's in your heart, make sure you contact us and let us know, because we do it every day, but that's not something that we have to do every day. That's something I was instructed by the Father to do. Get it fine-tuned, get it perfected, and then start having other people be a part. Because I think we've pretty much taken just about every angle of shot we can at our memorial.
Yeah, we're
going to
have to drive to Watford every day for a new
week. But it's okay. We're serious about what we do, and we're serious about the plan of God. That's what we're serious about. And this is definitely a plan of God, and it's going to be a blessing. Now, the other side of that is you might not want to do the video, but you might say, I'll be glad to help you in that if I can. So I have ways you can help me, seriously. Now, Sister Velma, I talked to you last Friday, and then we had Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And that was all what you call right to the wall. So I will get you a list when the program is finished tonight. I thank you for your willingness to be a part. Bless you, ma'am. And I don't know if you're here yet, but if you are and we just haven't signed in, then thank you for being willing to give us a hand. We appreciate it in Jesus' mighty name. You don't have to be an extremely spiritual person. You don't have to be extremely technologically advanced to do this stuff. It just takes some time. And we value your efforts and your work in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. But remember, I don't read your minds. So just because you're thinking about it doesn't mean I know you're thinking about it. You actually have to tell me you're thinking about it. And if you have a, you can't just say, oh, I'm sure the Holy Spirit will show him. It doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the case. So it's always important in any communication to just send it. You might say, well, you're really busy. It doesn't matter. You are really important. How's that for a good answer? Now, is that it? Are we ready to go? Going to have a good night? Tonight, we're going to be on the thought process of, not that one, Jesus just wants to say, I love him. What do you think?
I love that. Aroma.
It's fine. You don't have to answer everything. Just 2/3 of it. That's not true. That's not true. We're glad you're a part, Audrey. We're glad you can make any replies you can. And thank you for being a part of this family. Say that to all y'all. Thank you for being a part of the family. Even your husbands that sit back in the back and don't say much, we're glad they're a part of this family. And, you know, your dogs and your cats and anybody got an emu or an ostrich?
No, but I do want one of those babies so cute.
Pray for us. We will not be having any goats here. We'll have them, somebody next door can have them, and we'll go by and scratch their heads. And I get an amen out of anybody about the no goats process. Amen. Now, here we go. Let's rise together.
Yes, she would.
And some of them say their house broke.
Well, then that's perfect. Why wouldn't you have one?
Mike, forgive me for my last statement, all right? I don't know how you guys find those emojis that fast, okay? I looks like the goats on Sound of Music. High on the hill, and I'm if you haven't watched the Sound of Music in a while, help yourself. It's a good one. It's a good one. All right.
Thanks, Mark.
No, those letters aren't for me, folks. Those letters are for her, okay? Just talk about a goat thing.
No, the goats were for me.
Oh, the goats were for you. Well, there you go. There you go.
We call them heels, those babies. Letters are... yeah, the fainting goats, they do. Yeah.
The goat is kind of like an ugly lamb. Now, Jesus has a different opinion of goats in the New Testament himself, so... So I would recommend staying a sheep.
Yeah.
And I do not recommend keeping one of those in your house. That's probably not a wise idea.
No, they would not be happy with it.
No.
Goats would be happy with it. They're
no.
Fine, but sheep
no.
Not happy
yeah. Can you imagine coming in your house and there's a goat up on top of the refrigerator?
You say, oh, isn't that cute?
He can fly. Does that goat have wings? Goats are cute in their own little way in their own little backyard. Amen.
That is not what that said. You and
as my one friend said, and they're really even good at a goat roast. There's no such thing as an ugly kid. Oh, we're going down. We're on a trail here, all right? We're on a trail now.
Thank you, Roger. That's exactly what we needed. Yeah. A bunch of prayers and crosses, Roger. And hearts.
And then please say the pledge. Roger's helping us out tonight. And I say the pledge.
He's going to get enough trouble. Just
you know, and all due respect to goats, all right? Has like 10 goats. Long, long story. He caved, she fell in love, and now he can't say no. Please don't put his name public, but you can send it to me privately, and I'll begin to pray for the dear brother. No, with all due respect for goats, and all of you who love them, all right, we had a man in our church who had goats as I grew up as a kid, okay? And he loved his goats so much that he treated them like his children. And he had a big bunch of kids. He had like 8 kids in the human form. And he had an international scout pickup, and he had built a big covering for the bed that was made of plywood. And he would bring his goats to church with him in the back of his truck. And they would stay there in the truck, but he would always get stuck with the truck in the mud. And he'd throw mud all over everything, okay? So all my fond memories of goats, they really aren't. But I don't have any problem with them. They're probably good to milk and eat. You never know.
Or they're just cute, like a little Ripley. You don't eat them.
So, there you go. There's the goat story. I would imagine very popular in West Virginia.
That was the end of the story. I was waiting for the punchline.
Mike gave the punchline. If the goats went in the church, they would probably, it would really have a few.
He didn't bring them in the church, did he?
No. No, they were just, it was.
That is a good one, Rebecca. That was
just
a good punchline.
It was just a goat situation. And then one time he went away on vacation, and they brought him to our house, and we took care of him for a week. And mom and dad milked him, you know, the whole deal.
Really?
It was a real experience. Those things tried to eat everything there was.
They do. And they climb everything they can.
Now, having said all of that valuable information, it is still time to rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And we'll get into our program for tonight here about the love of God. And Jesus even loved goats.
Yes, he did.
But he had a severe warning to him. You change into a lamb or I'm going to eat you. No, he didn't say that. But it's all part of being a family, and we welcome all of you here tonight. Glad to have you with us. And it's the first time we've talked about goats when we first opened the program.
It is.
And it was a good conversation. Mike's got one on a grill back there. I can smell it cooking. But it wasn't one of those little cute ones. It was a big, old, you know, fine. Mike's like, don't get me involved in that. Aren't you glad that God made us all? I'm glad God made us all.
Amen.
And we welcome you tonight, and we're going to have a good time. And you know, here we are. Memorial Day's finished and June starts. Wow. What a deal. What a deal. This thing is moving and going, man. And let's see God do more in June than we ever saw in May. Do the exceeding abundantly above all we've ever asked or thought.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. It is Tuesday, June the 1st, 2021. We welcome you. Join with us now as we rise, make the Pledge of Allegiance, and honor those who have faithfully served. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action and those who have paid the last full measure of devotion. It's in honor of those who may have been wounded in battle on the day as we honor these, the families of the fallen. It's in honor of those who faithfully served in the United States military. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America.
America, my home sweet home.
And now, let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are again tonight in honor of these who so selflessly have served in this great nation. We join our faith and our prayers of agreement with every patriotic group that is having a meeting right now at this very moment somewhere in the United States of America. Those that are beginning will be beginning in California at 7 or 8 o'clock. We speak the grace of God. We speak the name of Jesus. We speak one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Father, that you promised us through Jesus that it is for freedom you have set us free. And the Apostle Paul said, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, Jesus. And we are forever grateful that you have set us free. We, the people of the United States of America, we say thank you that we were born in this great nation. Of all the places on the earth we could be born, we were born here, and we receive the responsibility of that. We receive the stewardship of those great freedoms. And we declare right now today, may the God of heaven bless America. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as those pilgrims paused on the Mayflower and made that pact, that agreement, that covenant with you, here we are all these years later, 400 years later, and we are still declaring Jesus is Lord in America. Jesus is Lord in America. Right here, right now, tonight, we declare every pastor, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every teacher, every patriotic leader, that we join together now in unity, and we get that commanded blessing of the Lord working with us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that every one of our brave men and women who have served, over a million of them, have given their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the great cloud of witnesses, their blood cries out from the ground declaring, God bless America. God bless America. And we thank you, Father, that you are right here, right now, today, empowering our words to go through the heavenlies and make a difference and transform and see things happen and change in the realm of the Spirit so that our great nation can be free. Thank you, Lord, that greater than our Patriot missile, greater than our Raptor jets, greater than our great aircraft carriers and all the wonderful men and women serving is your protection that is in us and that is around us and that is protecting this great nation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We declare right now that unanimous decisions come from our Supreme Court, like we've seen. It's proof they can do it. And we declare beyond anybody's belief or shock that we see him again and again and again defending this great Constitution.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We're not afraid to speak it. We believe it. And we declare it done right now because we connect with every other organization there is that is praying. And we declare thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And your will is liberty and justice for all. And that's what we're made. And that's what we will always be for eternity in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we bless every politician right now, politician that's gone to do good. Those of you that have a Christian testimony, shine brighter, salt, saltier, speak bolder. In the name of Jesus, we stand behind you with great fire and great strength inside of us, and we declare the will of the Lord be done in your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver them from foolish and ignorant men. Deliver all of us from them, Lord. We say, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Those are your words, Jesus. And may the voice of anyone else be silenced in our ears so that we can just walk with you and hear your plan, and no deception, no confusion in this last day slow us down in any way. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, every peace officer, every one of our troops, we hold them up to you, and now we declare, God bless our men and women serving right now. May every difficult situation that is happening in the streets of America be brought to peace by the angels of Almighty God immediately. May our officers rely on you, the great Holy Spirit, to lead them and the protection of the angel of the Lord and the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, for the families of the fallen, for the families of the wounded, and for all of our veterans who today are dealing with post-traumatic stress, we speak peace into your life. And we declare that an infallible proof of Almighty God shows up in your life, and you say, that's it, I know I can trust him. And then you trust him forever in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, pray with me this prayer, this declaration that we make about the isms. Now, it's gotten longer and longer, but as we pray it, the Holy Spirit says, add this. That's how the whole kingdom is. That's how you grow and develop in God. That's why it looks like it does right now. This comes from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. Pray this with us. We bind all the effects of the isms. It is impossible for your weakness to overcome the United States of America's strength. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us,
freedom,
comes back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemy will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls of our building, the walls of righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for that good word. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
And now, the senator that was here yesterday rededicating this monument made this statement from Lincoln's second inaugural address. It's very appropriate. I'm going to just say it. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work. We are in to bind up. We are in to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle for his widow and his orphan, to do all that may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all the nations. And it just makes it sound like you ought to say, so help me God.
Yeah,
sure. So help me God. Thank you, Lord, that you are establishing this great nation every time, every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen. They all were already
amen. Were they? Amen. Well, did I miss anybody? Anybody new join us? Mm-hmm. My youngest grandchild was allergic to... There you go. See? That's good. And my youngest son now raises goats. There you go. See, that's how it is. And I don't have a problem with goats. I just...
Rather eat them than raise them.
No. I wouldn't even rather eat them. I'd just rather see them in somebody else's yard. All right. I'm not a goat hater.
All right. None.
It's okay.
Really, you can believe me.
We do.
I'm not concerned about all of you believing me. I'm concerned about her believing me because when the camera goes off, I still... Ladders and chocolates and roses. Yes, thank you. Bless you. Well, God bless you. God bless America. Amen. Amen. It's good to have you with us tonight. And we will remind you to, if you haven't become part of the 10 of meeting thread where we're playing the worship music every day, I've wanted to put more information about the 10 of meeting in there, but I just want to talk about it for a minute. All right. I very specifically am hearing the voice of God, but I got to have a clear understanding of what he's saying. And last night I was up praying again, talking to God, and I'm seeing more of this picture. And you might say, well, Pastor, let us all pray with you. Well, pray with me. Every day say, Father, show us how to make this work like you want it to work. Because this is not about a bunch of us coming together and saying, let's do something and have a big time. We'll be fun. That's okay. There's not a thing wrong with that. But he keeps showing me that not what he's saying. Well, whatever. It's one of those things. You got to keep going to presence and saying, Lord, show us. And we got to have all of your prayers with us saying, Lord, show us. So that's why I began to play the worship music there in the thread so that you and I will be in his presence and be saying, Lord, speak to us and show us your will. Because when it's all said and done, we got to do what the Father's asking us to do. You can show up in a place and do something and have fun doing it. But like Moses said, if you don't go with me, I'm not going up. And God said, my presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. And so it's a very serious process. And that's the part that we're doing now. It's just saying, Lord, show us. And then hearing his voice. Lord, show us. And then hearing his voice. And all of our prayers are opening the doors for everything that we need. So that as soon as it's time to move on it, we move. And I thank you for it. This goes going a lot slower than what I wanted to go. And we walk with him and we watch him move mightily and change a region, change a community, and the blessing of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. Now, we also thank every one of you that is helping us get parts of this done. Once again, we say we got room to have other people help us. If you've got time and you're like, Pastor, I'd be willing to help you, then call us. Text us in Messenger, and then we'll get together on the phone and say, hey, what can you do? How much time you got? How can you be a blessing? And we will help you find something to do to help us, even on the daily program, get things accomplished. And here's what happens. The more you do, the more it opens up for others. The more it opens up for others, the more others come, the more you and I are blessed because we're doing for others. And we thank you, and we appreciate all of your help in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Remind you, if those of you that are, you feel like the Father has told you to be here and tithe here, and call this church and me, Pastor, you can make sure you can send by PayPal. Cash App, I don't know about Cash App anymore. I'm starting to question it. But and then we have one tither that has actually used Messenger. On their end, it didn't cost them any money. On my end, it didn't cost any money. it happens instantly. If that's something you want to do, then let me know, because it didn't cost, evidently, it didn't cost that money. It don't cost anything. And that's a cool thing. I don't know how that works, but it's a very immediate process. And PayPal and Cash App, they cost some money to get the money out there. I mean, I understand they got an institution, they got people they got to hire and all that. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not mocking them. I just, big tech, I just am having trouble believing in them anymore. You know what I mean? Anyways, not trying to cause any caution to anybody. Welcome you to be a part of that. Remember, if you belong to a church, I'm not the guy you tithe to. You tithe to your local church. If you're here enjoying this fellowship with us, and you have a church, then that's fine. You come and enjoy it, and that's just fine with us and God, and we bless you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. The Word of God says this. When you tithe and you get yourself into God's kingdom by worshiping him with the tithe, he rebukes the devourer. He's out there going before you, rebuking the enemy before you ever get there. Rather than running over nails in the road, he'll have you turn down another street. And then he said he's going to open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing that you can't contain, and he's going to bless life, and people will call you a delightful land. But it's not paying another bill. It's worshiping the Lord with his tithe. Worshiping and getting out of the world system into God's system. It's a great understanding. And we have a teaching on it. If that's something you'd like to hear, then we'll be glad to get that to you so you can study that in Jesus' mighty name. Just looking around at all the roadies to see if I've said everything I needed to say. Brother Ripley's just sitting there like it's really hot.
It's nice and cool in here.
Yeah. It's nice and cool in here? Mm-hmm. Really?
Are you warm?
Isn't that interesting? So I've just been told that it's nice and cool in here. So that's fine. That's fine. I receive it. It's all right. Thank you. Thank you. I can feel it now. As long as the fan is too loud. You guys, is the fan too loud? Somebody tell us. Turn with me tonight, and we're going to study. This is a... When I was talking to the Father this afternoon about tonight, it was like, I just want to say I love them. How cool is that? I like it when Jesus says, I love you. Amen. And he said that to many different people. And so what I want you and I to do, I want you and I to turn Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to be going from verse 1 to verse 10. Wait a minute. My grandson comes from a long line of veterans. Thank him for his service to our country. We thank you, grandson. Did we have a name? Re-enlisted in the Navy, plus earning an extra stripe. Got to love it when the extra stripe comes. Father, we bless him, young man, who is re-enlisted in the Navy. And we bless him with courage and strength and boldness. May this next enlistment be filled with great growth and development in his life, and his family be blessed, and he be blessed for his faithful service to this great nation.
Amen.
We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 10, and then we're going to read about Mary Magdalene, and then we're going to read about Zacchaeus, two people that Jesus very specifically loved. And then we're going to read about the one leper that returned. Three stories. And we'll get it all done in the next 2 or 3 hours. Not really. Wait, ready? Hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession. This is my Bible.
I believe.
What it says. Sister Leanne is leading the confession tonight.
Sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead. I am what it says I am. I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the word of God. And it is changing my life. Because that's what it's designed to do. I receive it as a seed.
I receive it as a seed.
That is produced 100-fold and more.
100-fold and more.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way right here, right now, tonight, in my life, in the life of every person that is with us. Take us up, take us on, and take us in to a new level of understanding of you so we can go into our life on a daily basis and shine with the glory of Almighty God on our face. Thank you, Lord, that every bit of this is about you living in us with all of your strength, all of your life. And we receive your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Ephesians 2:1. And you. Say it with me, and that would be me. Who were he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Said, I was dead. But now I'm alive. Guess what? Once you become alive, don't ever talk about being dead again.
There you go. Hello, Christine.
Christine Barclay is with us. Once you're made alive, quit talking about being dead. Because you ain't dead no more. You've been made alive. Yeah, but Pastor, I once was dead. That's what he said. Once, in which you once walked. You ain't walking there no more. You're now walking in newness of life. Say it. I'm a new creation. Just model yourself off a little bit. I'm a new creation. This is what new creations look like, you and me. All the old things have passed away. And I don't think you'll ever hear a message from me that doesn't have those verses in it. Verse number 2, Ephesians 2:2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. That's the world, the flesh, the devil, pride, arrogance, self-reliance. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Say, I'm a son of obedience.
I'm a son of daughter of obedience.
Just checking to make sure we got it right over there. Right? Among whom all you once conducted yourself. Do not conduct yourself like that any longer. Do not conduct yourself fulfilling the lust of your flesh, the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. We're not those people. I am a daughter of obedience. Amen. Amen. I was just checking to see what Sister Leanne said, but she got it right. I might have to give her another class, how to tell whether I'm a son of God or a daughter of God. verse 4. But God, who was rich in mercy. Don't you love that statement? That means the mercy is flowing abundantly. It's like when I see rich in mercy, it's like a big piece of Mississippi mud cake with about that much whipped cream on top. It's just rich. It's just every bite just sends your whole system into a shockwave. Because of his great love, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive. Point at somebody across the room and just tell them, you was dead, but you're now alive. I'm alive. Now watch. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. About a month ago, I don't know, 2 months ago. Scott Sherrill, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Good to have you with us tonight. Good to see you found some signal. God bless you. You know what? We forgot to pray for that truck driver.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott sent us some pictures today. A truck driver. It rolled over in the ditch. A pretty bad situation. And we were going to pray for tonight. Father, in Jesus' name right now, we're talking about your love, Jesus. And Scott literally took pictures because his heart is heart of love,
yeah,
to bless and help people. Now, we don't know this man's name. We know nothing about him. But we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, like we did this afternoon. Number one, if he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven him. We stand in the gap and we make up the hedge. And now we declare healing and health and strength in his body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every situation that's included in this, we declare that it turns out for the good, and the angels of Almighty God surround and protect this situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand in the gap. We make up the hedge in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are now in verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, he made us alive. I want you to get this picture. Nobody on the face of this earth ever, ever could deal with sin by themselves. Don't care how much willpower you have. I don't care how good of a person you think you are. You cannot get rid of sin unless by faith, through grace, you receive what Jesus did. You can be the goodest in the whole world. You can be the goodest person in the whole world. There's only one way into heaven. And as you humbly admit, I cannot do this, I need what you have, Jesus. And he willingly, while you and I were dead, look at what it says, made us alive. We didn't do it. No human can make themselves alive. Jesus has to do it. I heard somebody right then say, well, I'm going to quit all my striving to be perfect and right. Well, I've been trying to tell you that for a while now. Hold your finger right there and go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Don't lose your place, though, because we're coming back there. Say this with me. Jesus just wants to say, I love you. Rebecca Smith, you know that here we make up the best words there are in the English language. The English language never had it so good till the community of faith hit the internet. We use all kinds of grammatical rules in this place. Watch this. For he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin. Jesus did not know any sin. To become sin for us, the sin sacrifice. Look at this. So that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus makes us into his righteousness. Because we don't have any force on the inside of us that can produce righteousness. That is only self-righteousness, which is always filled with pride. It's always filled with arrogance. It's always filled with your best ability. And it will always leave you blank and empty because there's no life in it. Life comes from Jesus. I have become righteousness. Amen. Back over here to Ephesians 2. Watch this. We're talking about Jesus wants to say, I love him. He made, verse 5, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, not any action. And raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You didn't earn it. Look at that word. It's not earned. It's made. It's not fruit. It's made. Earning is one thing. Fruiting is another. Seeding time and harvest is another. I got lots of good words tonight, Rebecca. Just start counting them. No, see, he made us sit together in heavenly places with him. We can't become righteous enough. You finally got to be able to say that out of your own mouth and say, no matter what, I cannot be righteous enough. As soon as you say that, what in the world happens? Pastor, what am I going to do then? Receive his righteousness filling every part of your life. When you do, woo-hoo-hoo, this thing becomes a breeze. It's like, wait, he made me righteousness? I didn't do anything to receive. I was bad, Jesus, the pastor. I was bad. I know you're bad. You sorry little bad thing. No, all were bad. And while we were sinners, long before we ever even came to this earth, Jesus paid the price before the foundation of the world and said, I will do it. Now, verse number 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Where's he showing that exceeding riches through? You and me. Why? Because we were sinners. And we did nothing but just reach out and receive what he gave us. And in so doing, it transforms every part of our life. You might say, Pastor, what if I don't get this yet? Just keep hanging in there. You'll get it. You got to finally make the statement, there's nothing I can do to make myself righteous. Did you hear the word? Self-righteousness. There's no such thing. In the Old Testament, they didn't get to be righteous. They had their sins covered. And that was their righteousness level. You and I, by saying, Jesus, I receive you. Will you please do all this work for me? He said, it's already done. It's already done. Isn't that amazing? Oh, I said I wasn't going to preach and I was just going to read, right? Mm-hmm. Go. The exceeding riches of his grace, his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is not of myself.
It is not of myself.
It's a gift of God. See, all of a sudden when you get there, man, it changes. What's Audrey asking? Please pray over my son. He's holding anger inside. I prayed with him. He needs more Jesus. He needs more. Jesus loves me. Now, you ready? Let's pray. Father, reveal this message to our brother in his life right now. By an infallible proof, wipes out all the anger right now and fills his heart with all the love of God. We declare this right now in the mighty name of Jesus for him. We declare our sister is at peace in her own spirit.
Yes.
And the peace of God on her causes the deliverance to come to our brother in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Watch. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. There's only one who can boast about salvation. His name is Jesus. The only thing we boast in is his great love for us. That's our boast. He loves me. Say it. He loves me.
He loves me.
Ready? Put your hands up to your ear and just say, he loves me. I can't understand. He loves me. He's going to say it. I love you, child. Ready? Just listen.
I love you, child.
He's saying it right now. I love you. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And there won't be any boasting in our kingdom. 10. We are his workmanship. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. Watch this. Your life is already laid out before you. You now got to get yourself where you can hear his voice and take your piece of paper and your pen before him, blank, and say, tell me what to do, Jesus. And when he tells you, go do it. Go do it. And in so doing, you begin to hear his voice. You begin to walk with him. And your life now just explodes with the joy of the Lord and the blessing of God and the grace of God. Because the only thing he has inside of him for you is love. By this great love, he loved you. That even when we were sinners, he died. We don't deserve it. The only thing that makes it come to us is you and I are willing to look and say, Jesus, I receive you and all of your righteousness in my life. Luke chapter 8, 18. Here we go. Let's do some reading. Luke 8, 18. Your Bible should be getting really comfortable with Luke 8. Matthew 13 and Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower, because Jesus said it's the most important parable of the whole, his whole life. So therefore, let's give it that level of importance in our life. Amen. Luke 8, 18. Therefore, take heed how you hear. This with me. How I hear.
How I hear.
For with the same measure, wait, for whoever has revelation, to him will be given. More will be given. Even, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him.
Gary.
Have you ever felt like sometimes in your Christian life, you were just going and blowing and strong and powerful? And then other time in your spiritual life, you look around like, I'm sure I can still spell Jesus. What just happened to me? The parable of the sower says, cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, the desire of other things. What are they? They're choking mechanisms. And Jesus said, the answer to the choke is make sure your heart is always reaching for more revelation in God. To him who has, more will be given. And Jesus' words here in Luke 8 is, take heed how you hear. What are you hearing? By the news? By worldly music? By movies? Or are you actually hearing by the word of God, by a program like this, by good gospel music? It's not all worship music. There's a lot of good gospel music that isn't necessarily worship music. What are you listening to? Are they telling you miracles happen? Or are they telling you that no matter what, just be with you while you suffer and just persecuted on this earth. He is going to be with you. But you and I are supposed to be living as conquering sons and daughters, ministers of reconciliation, prophets, priests, and kings on this earth, ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Take heed how you hear. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, and we are going to verse 9 through 11 and through 13. Say it with me. Jesus loved me.
Jesus loves me.
You want to say it? Say it. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
That was beautiful.
Why didn't you sing with me?
Because
there was
one, it was too low. I started the track too.
Ready? Should we sing another one? Another Jesus Loves Me song. There's another one. Anyways, here we go. Luke 4, 9 through 13. No, Luke 16. Mark 16, 9 through 13. Now, when he arose, early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. Problem with a lot of men is they don't believe women. For those of you that's married, that's not a good choice.
It is not a good choice.
You listen to that woman. Verse 12. After that, he appeared in another form to them as they walked into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they didn't believe them either. There's a bunch of unbelieving believers here, isn't there? Let's go now to John 20, 11. I think that's where we're at. John 20, verse 11. Look at this. Yep. Through 18. John 20, 11 through 18. Mary, we got to go to one. I missed it. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw the stone had been taken away. And she ran and came to Simon Peter and the other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them, they've taken away the Lord out of the tomb. And we don't know where they have laid him. In the middle of their morning, look what happened. I just got to read this for the whole story here, guys. And we're going to read down through verse 18. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple, that's John, and they were going to the tomb. So they both ran together and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. Can you see the competition in these two guys?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And he stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and he went right into the tomb. The knucklehead, who's he think he is? And saw the linen clothes lying there, and the handkerchief had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Should have given you a revelation. Something is going on here, right? 8. The other disciple came to the tomb first, went also. And he also believed. Isn't this awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Say this with me. Jesus loves me. And he is wanting to show me in infallible proofs. That is the greatest sign of love from the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, is they want you to see an infallible proof of who they are. Because God's doing it right here through Peter, James, Peter, and John. And Mary Magdalene. I think it's so awesome. The love that Jesus shows for this lady who was a prostitute had 7 demons in her. And Jesus cast them out. Keep reading. Nine. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he would rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. Say it. These boys had houses. That's what Jesus told them. Anybody give up father, mother, sister, brother, houses, lands, will in this lifetime, for my sake in the gospel, will now see father, mother, sister, brother, houses, and lands. And these boys had out. Verse 11. Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked inside the tomb and saw 2 angels. In white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had been laid. Just don't stay home and do nothing. Get up and get moving. You might see angels. I'm telling you what, the other night at the memorial, there was, God was there at that memorial. And the robin that was singing to us the other night, he was back again today. We're going to call him Rob or something. Rob the Robin, verse 13. They said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. That is glory. Right? Right in the middle of your sorrow, right in the middle of your mourning, Jesus is going to stay right there in the midst. Say this with me.
So we're going to recognize him.
Yes. Say this with me. I receive your glory in my life. I choose to go aside where nobody else is and see the glory of the Lord. Can you tell us more about your angels are singing to you after this? Well, give me a little more information about my angels. That's good. She did not know it was Jesus. Verse 15, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." I encourage you to write right there in your Bible like I did. I circled Mary and made a line off the edge, and it says, "Jesus knows my name." That makes your heart warm right inside it. Say it. Jesus knows my name, and he's already calling my name. Am I listening? Greatest things we learn as we enter in closer and closer to God is to shut down the noise. Shut down the noise. Turn off all the noise, even if it's Christian noise, and get alone with him in your Bible. You might say, "Pastor, I don't know how to hear the word or hear his voice." Then read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read it right out loud and say, "Jesus, come talk to me." And read the word right out loud, and Jesus will talk to you. He really will. Might take you a little bit. It's not because he's not talking. It's because you got your ears trained to hear other things beside his word and his voice. But you'll get there. Don't stop. You'll get there. The bird was robbed, the robin singing to them. Oh, the angels singing. I got you. I got you. All right, that's good. I didn't hear angels. There was a robin sitting right over top of our head, and it was chirping every time I read the names of the fallen. It was beautiful to
there
see.
There was a beautiful presence there.
A beautiful, beautiful presence. Now, verse 15, I'm in John 20, 15. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She supposed him to be the gardener, said, "Sir, if you carry him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him away from me." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. You know what that means? She knows the voice of the master.
Yeah.
Say it. I know Jesus' voice. I just got to tune my ear to it. That's why I'm really careful about what music I play for us. Listen to this statement. It's not that the gospel music is bad. I want to play all music that points itself in that song to the presence of Jesus, his manifestation in our life, and his power wanting to come upon us. And I want it to be a deep, penetrating anointing so that it just makes it easy for you to just step in and feel his presence like, wow. That group of songs today, I know I started out with Ray Charles and God Bless America, but he's just a good singer and he deserves to be heard. All right. But I want us to have worship music that shows us and doesn't talk about us or our failures or our problems or all of our... And there's music out there that just gives all the glory to him. And when that happens, you step right into a portal. I don't know if that's the right word. You step right into the atmosphere of God. And then, like the one song that we always play almost every time, and that is, here comes the glory of the Lord sweeping in the room. Here comes his presence. Here comes, I see, as soon as we say it, you can just see that presence growing, rising up in here. Here comes the glory of the Lord. So no country songs. No, and no rap songs either. And no rock and roll. And no southern gospel. So we're going to sit around and listen to Chopin and Bach. Love you, Rebecca. Let's keep reading verse 17. Jesus said to her, don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go tell my brethren and say to them, I am. He knows what it is. I am. I like that when you put I am together. I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Say this with me. Jesus loved me. Mary came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Did they believe? Some of them didn't. Because Jesus still had to go up to Thomas and say, Thomas, yeah. Put your hand right here in the hole in my hand. Put your hand in my side. Can I finally get you to say, I believe? Now, let's read another story. That was Mary Magdalene. All right. Let's go to Luke 19. Okay. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word because the word tells me that Jesus loves me. There's another song. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. You know that one?
No.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. You don't know that song?
I don't. It's very nice.
You know, the Baptists, they just listened to weird songs when they went to church. That's a good Jesus loves me song, isn't it? There's another one I can hear, but it's not quite all there yet. Zacchaeus, Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. All right. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector. He was a big IRS agent.
He was a little guy, though.
And he was rich. He was the chief tax collector, and he was rich. How do you reckon he got rich? Collecting them taxes more than he oughtn't, right? And he sought to see Jesus, to see who Jesus was. But he could not come to the crowd, for he was of short stature. Anyone keep you from seeing Jesus? Amen? Your pastor's not going to keep you from seeing Jesus. There are some religious people that might keep you from being Jesus. The thing about Jesus, he loved anyone that stepped out and went above God. Said, I'm going to find a way to find out who this is. It's like I don't have the verse, but Bartimaeus, Jesus! And they're like, shut up, Bart. Jesus! He cried all the more, and Jesus stopped and said, hey, what do you want? Why? Because he showed desire for his presence.
Yeah.
Some of you, the next step in God for you is to enter into private times of one-on-one presence with him, just opening your Bible, reading his stories, and saying, Jesus, come talk to me. And then he will help you enter in to the place where he wants you. Because all of a sudden, you start hearing his voice, he starts showing you things, and then your life really, truly begins to change. Grow and develop in him, and you're reaching out, touching other people everywhere you go. The glory of God goes with you everywhere you go, and that glory will bring his presence and will bring things more than anything that you would ever try to do yourself. Just the very glory of God. Don't you love his glory? I do. Verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. Can you imagine? Jack climbed up a tree. Jesus, do not turn down any side streets. You know? I mean, he's a short little guy, and he got up in a big, in a Zacchaeus, a sycamore tree, and he's like, now just come this way. You know how it is. Up here, I'm up in the tree. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him. And said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today, I must stay at your house. Say this with me. Jesus loved me.
Jesus loved
me. Say it again. And he's showing me an infallible proof of who he is. Amen?
Amen.
Say it with me. Take me in farther, Jesus. Take me in farther. I want to know you more. I'm just not going to be just a religious person. Amen?
Amen.
That's the beauty of what goes on here. Our hearts are, show us who you are, Lord. We want to know you more. We want to know you more. Verse 6. So he made haste, jumped out of the tree, slid down the stream, hit the ground, and received him, Jesus, joyfully. When they saw it, that's the religious thoughts, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Why did he go to that sinner's house? Because the sinner wanted to have Jesus in his life. Why do we go to sinners' houses? Because they want Jesus in their life. You get around those people that are crass and hard and mean and complaining as much as you want them to. The best to come to God. They're probably not until they get over themselves. Why? Because none of those spirits that I just named have any part of desire for God or his presence. Mm-hmm. Mean and hard and cold and crass. None of that is, I want more of you. Help me change. Help me grow. Help me develop. Help me reach out and touch others. See, there's a heart of Jesus, I want you. And then there's the heart of, I just want to hang around religious people so I can check it off my list and say, well, on the first week of June, I was in church. There, check it off. I miss hell. No. Jesus wants a relationship.
Yeah.
Not a religious practice or principle. Not a religiosity structure where you say, I tithe, check. I gave, check. I told somebody about Jesus, check. Right? I went to church, check. I didn't fall asleep in the church, check. Jesus don't care about those check boxes. Jesus wants to know, do you want to know him? And this man climbed a tree, and Jesus said, I'm going to your house, boy. Who knows? But Jesus said, I'm going home to the chief tax collector's house. And in so doing, the chief tax collector gave his life to Jesus. Watch. 8, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. If I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it 4 times. That's a pretty powerful statement in itself right there. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Said, even though I was lost. Do you notice how that matches our Ephesians verses?
Yes.
Even when you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He wants to say, I love you to you tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now, I haven't seen it, but if you're there, Velma and Mikey and Joy and Claire, Jesus is saying, I love you. Becca and Ashley and Jake and Jack and Will and Katie. Jesus
Yes.
is saying, I love you. Wilma and Jim, Jesus is saying, I love you. Phyllis K. Raymond, our Jesus is saying, I love you. Dan and Gwen, Jesus is saying, I love you. Rebecca and Christine, Jesus is saying, I love you. Brother Raji Oxer.
I kind of like that name, Raji Oxer.
Mr. Raji Oxer. Jesus is saying, I love you.
Amen.
Ready? Samuel and Leanne. Jesus is saying, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Father Van Kessel and Tony. I keep forgetting his name. Jesus is saying, I love you. Scott Sherrill and Denise. Jesus is saying, I love you. Isn't
Mike
it?
And Shannon.
Mike and Shannon. Jesus is saying, Shane. Hallelujah. Jesus is Shane. I love you, whether it's a Shay or a Say. I like saying everybody's names. There it is. Joe, my son. Yeah, that's why I keep having an issue with that name. I'm writing it down right now. Joe Quinn. Am I saying it right? Jesus loves you. Now watch. Verse 10. For the Son of Man, I love this verse, has come to seek and save those who are lost. You ready? Everybody say this about your loved ones that don't know Jesus yet. Just say it. Jesus is seeking. And you are going to get saved.
And you are going to get saved. Amen.
Come on, get real bold. Say, because you belong to me. And that means you come to Jesus. Jesus is up there. No, say it like the word walking.
Jocking.
All right. Jocking. You might have to transliterate it or call us on the phone. Our next verse, you ready? Luke, look at this one. Oh, this is one of Jesus' favorites right here. Luke 17. We're just kind of staying in Luke tonight. Oh. Luke 17 is another one of those chapters where Jesus talks about offense and forgiveness and faith and duty. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's read verses 4 through 19. If he sins against you seven times in a day, anybody want to say, oh my?
Oh my.
And, yep, Luke 17, 4 through 19. And seven times a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive me. These are Jesus' words, guys. And he's talking straight to you and me. And the apostles said, oh, my Lord, increase our faith. Have you ever had somebody that just keeps doing you wrong? Wait, make sure it's somebody that's doing you wrong and it's not somebody that you think is doing you wrong. Because there's a no trespassing sign on that part that says, I think you're doing me wrong, even though I can't say, oh my, oh my, oh my. I agree, Becca. Sometimes it's like, are you serious, Jesus? But wait, watch what Jesus said. Seven times in a day, he returns to you and says, forgive me. That's why he knows they do you wrong. And they come back and say, please forgive me. And you should. Verse 6, the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. The way you build your faith is speak to the mountain. Do you have people doing you wrong? Number one, check your own heart. Make sure you ain't doing something to them, number one. But number two, you speak against that offense every day all day long. And by speaking against it, using your faith and building your faith. What are you doing? Every time you say, I forgive, I declare they stop doing this mess, you are sowing a seed, and that act of sowing is an act of faith. Look at what Jesus just said. Verse 7. Which if you have a servant plowing or tending his sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat. Well, that's not what you're going to do with your servant. Verse 8, he will rather say to him, prepare something for my supper. Gird yourself, serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink. Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. 10, so likewise, when you have done all these things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Now, put all that into a little taco shell. Right? Jesus is saying, forgive. Use your faith. It's a servant. Your faith is a servant. Use it. And use it all the time. All right? And then realize that forgiving someone who's done you wrong and they come to you and repent, that's no great act. That's just reasonable service for someone who walks with God.
Wow.
Say it. That's duty.
That's duty.
Now, if somebody keeps doing you wrong, wait, and they actually are you wrong, then put distance between them. If you just are always thinking in your mind that somebody's doing you wrong, don't let the mind go, because the mind, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And get to the bottom of it simply by conversation saying, why are you doing this to me? They might say, well, I didn't know I was doing it. That conversation, that communication, as a minister of reconciliation, is going to bring solution. Now, I'm strong in faith, but sometimes some people test it. I look to the sky and tell the Lord, please give me strength, Lord, before I lose my tongue on them. One person said, don't give me strength, Lord, because I might hurt them really bad. Wait. Jesus taught that if your brother does you wrong, go to him and say, you've done me wrong. That is biblical. Right here. That's just a part of it. Do it in love and say, you got to stop. They might not even know they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
If it's in your mind, get control of your mind. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good. That's good. Because our fiery darts of the devil will tell you all kinds of people are doing stuff against you, but that doesn't necessarily mean they are. And you can trust those fiery darts or thoughts. If somebody's doing you wrong, well, go to them. And if you go to somebody and like, why did you say that? And they look at that real blank stare like, what? You might ought to catch on real quick that maybe they aren't doing that. And it gives them the right to change just like you.
Yeah.
Amen? You know, in a old classic church building process, when a pastor's preaching, people have looked at me and said, Pastor, you looked right at me that one time you were telling that bad story, and I know you were talking about me. And I'm like, well, for God's sakes alive, I got to look somewhere. And no, I'm not ever going to do that, Audrey. If your brother, but what if it's unbelievable because of a brother, if a believer? Your brother, but what if it's an unbeliever because a brother? Woo, you have to give me a little more on that one. Siri got you. Ready? Luke 17:11. Happened as he went to Jerusalem. Keep typing, Audrey. We'll come back to it. That passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there met him ten men, who were lepers, who stood afar off. That's what they were required to do by the law. They lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so was that as they went, they were cleansed. They were standing far off. Jesus told them, as you go, you're going to be healed. Go show yourself. As they turned to go show themselves to the priest, the miracle happened as they got up to do something. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Not only was he a leper, he was a Samaritan. Two strikes against him. But watch what Jesus does. Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? That's the first, this record, it's the first thing is, where's the 9? Why is it your heart's filled with honor and theirs isn't? Did they just come to me for what they could get? Or did they love me because I changed their life? Verse 18. Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well or whole. See, that man not only got healed, but Jesus said, be made whole. And when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. Watch this. For the kingdom of God is within you. Say it with me. The kingdom of God is in me. Now, an unbeliever did me wrong. I forgive him as I forgive a brother. Yeah. As a believer or a brother, right. Yeah, Siri just got that last comment. But, well, as an unbeliever, if they say, please forgive me, of course you forgive them. But the other part about an unbeliever is you just got to realize that's just the nature they are, and they're going to do you wrong. Till they're filled with the glory of God, the grace of God, the peace of God, the forgiveness of God, the nature of a sinner is to do what? Sin. Going to do wrong. And that's why Apostle Paul said, what fellowship does darkness have with light? You and I go in among the darkness to help them see the way. That's why we go there. We don't go there to fellowship, hang out, and become like them. They're the ones that lost. They need you and I to be what we are. And if you get around a bunch of them and they start messing around, matter of fact, I was in the Patriot Guard Riders. No, I do not call every man a brother. No. It's an interesting factor because the men who were with me in the Patriot Guard, we stood shoulder to shoulder. I call those men brothers because we were brothers in that battle against dishonor. I do call them brothers. Men who serve together in combat call each other brothers. So there is a level of brotherhood there that men call each other brothers, but it is not the ultimate level of brotherhood where it's the brother of the cross. Am I making sense of that?
Yeah.
All right. Because there is a brotherhood in the military. There is a brotherhood among the bikers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same level of brotherhood we have by the blood of Jesus and being brothers and sisters in God, but there is a brotherhood. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate that. I really do. Those are very kind words. Now watch. Jesus said to that man who is a leper who returned. So you got to see that in God, God is trying to make sure that if you come to him, Jesus is going to forgive your sin. But the rest of your relationship with Jesus is about you and me deciding to enter in and go in after a greater relationship. Let's make a few real quick references. Moses saw the glory of God. It ignited a bush on fire. But the bush didn't burn up. And Moses is like, look at that. And he went over there to look at it. When he got close, God said, hey, this is holy ground. What are you doing here? Take your shoes off. He gave him an opportunity to beat feet and leave or to stick around and see what it's all about. That's the glory of what we do here is you guys stick around to see what it's all about. And the longer we stick around, the deeper we go into the realm of glory. God manifests in this place all the time. There's a level of anointing here you and I don't even realize we function in because we've been sitting here functioning in it so long. Mm-hmm. And new people come and they're like, wow, this is amazing. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. What is it? you and I have been functioning in this anointing, that we're comfortable. You know what I want to say? Take us to the next level, Lord.
Amen.
Say it with me. Take me to the next level.
Take me to the next level, Lord.
Take me to the next level. I want to be on the mountain with you. It was quite a while ago. It was probably a week ago now. I asked the question, why did God bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Book of Exodus says to bring them to himself. And he invited them to come up the mountain. When they got to the base, the glory of God was so strong that many of them turned around and went back to their camp and said to Moses, you go. And God said, we'll leave them there and bring the 70 elders up and Caleb and Joshua or whoever all went up there. Listen with me. I'm going into the glory of God. You know what we see? The angels showed up to people who wanted to go in deeper with God. Jesus himself shows up to people. Some people go to heaven. Some people see visions and dreams and trances. Why? Because they want more of God. You walk in the room, close the door, and you say, Jesus, it's you and me. And his presence manifests in that room. You want that. I'm telling you right now, you want it. You want it. And Jesus is saying right now, you can have it, because nobody can stop you from being in the presence of God for you. Doesn't matter what anybody does. Audrey said a little while ago, quit concentrating on it, quit meditating in it, focusing on it, and just get in his presence and say, Jesus, I want more of you, and watch it manifest. Say it. Just keep saying it. I want an infallible proof from you, and I'll recognize it, and I'll declare it, and I'll tell others about it. I am going to be in the glory of God. And this is the important thing you do is you take the love of God. Take the love of God to him. I'm talking to Audrey. Take the love of God. Tell him how much God loves him. Who knows all the basis of the anger? Don't focus on the anger. Focus on the love of God. And be led by the Spirit. Stay as long as you should stay. Most of all, love him as the mom. Love him. And let him know that God loves him. And God wants to minister, because that's what it is. Moses killed the guy and ran and hid. Moses killed the guy and ran and hid in the wilderness. And God found him out there and said, hello, Moses is running, knows he's supposed to be the deliverer, and he gets in the wilderness, hiding, and he's been there now for 40 years, and God says, hey, Moses, turn aside, let me lead you in, and he did. Say this with me, while I was yet a sinner,
while I was yet a sinner,
because of his great love, when I received him, he changed my whole life. What is the greatest thing as a minister of reconciliation you and I say to anybody? As soon as you receive Jesus, he wipes out all of your sin, makes you a new creation with his righteousness. Why would you not want to live with and for him all the days of your life
because of that process. I just showed you. A woman who is a harlot and had seven demons is the first person Jesus showed himself to when he arose. Zacchaeus, which is one of the most hated men in the community, but he had a heart for God. Jesus went home to his house. A leper from a foreign nation that was looked down on, Jesus went past all prejudice, all sickness, and said, be made whole. And when he came back, he said, you will be, he said, be healed to the others. And he said to him, be made whole. That means there was no sign of leprosy on him anywhere. The rest of them might have been missing a knuckle, a finger, you know, part of their nose. Leprosy is horrible, but they were healed. And because this man returned and worshiped him, Jesus said, be made whole. Be made whole. You ready? Put your arms out like this and say, Jesus, I want a hug. Just let him hug you. Just let him hug you. Become as a little child. Child just says, he loves me. I said, he loves me. No matter what, he loves me. No matter what, he loves me. Be all fancy. You can talk all your big religious doctrines. But when you shake it all down to the cob, you and I all got to become as little children and live in and function in the love of Christ. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't love your brother and forgive him, when you get in the presence, it won't be glory. Because you've got to love your brother. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, I can't forgive you. The Father bases how much you're forgiven by how much you forgive somebody else. So what do? We forgive.
We forgive.
Willingly, humbly, ready? Everybody say it. Completely. I forgive. Why? Because I love his presence and what he's done for me. I'm going to make sure I do for you. And that's what this is about. Thank God that Jesus loves me. Thank God that Jesus loves you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And now, our last verse. Or did I already say that? John 17:20-26. It's become my favorite verses this year. 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love, a tsunami of my blessing. It's what he said this year is. Prove me now in this. That which you saw a year ago to do, perform the doing of it all the way to the end this year. And right here is the June verse of the month. You ready? We have a prophet thing that runs in my family, a prophetic gift. Wow. Hallelujah. Prophetic gifts are awesome. Amazing. Verse 20. I do not pray. These are.
Say that one more time.
Not sure who stuttered first, me or Mike, but maybe I'm taking after Mike. I don't know. Watch this. I do not pray for these alone,
but also for those who will believe in me through their word. He's praying for you and me. Jesus is. I'm just got the warm glow all over me, man. I don't know if I'm glowing, but he's all over me. 21, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one.
Love that.
23. I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect in this oneness, and that the world may know that you, God, sent Jesus and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you have loved me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and I will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, not just his love, and I in them. The verse of the month is verse 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are. Want to say it? I get to be one with Jesus and the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Say this with me. I love you, Jesus.
I love
you. You tell me. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for that wonderful hug of your love that we just received. We enter into your presence to be like you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Isn't that a great night? No matter who you are, Jesus loves you. Over, amen. A sueño, what do you call them? Things? Above the one man has got a little squiggly.
Oh.
Amen, Becca. I'm telling you, Becca, Jesus has come to your family. And it's going to keep manifesting in all. It's going to just go through your family like a tidal wave. I'm prophesying to you right now. Jesus, it's going through your family like a tidal wave. And nobody will be hurt. Just overcome by the abundance of God's wonderful love and mercy and grace. You have opened the door and his love is going to go through your family. No, wait. It's not is going. In the future. His love is going through it even now as we speak. My phone is crazy. Hey, I think it's a pretty cool looking squiggly. I don't know how you got it, but it kind of like amenya or something. Yes, he has. Yes, he will. In
Yes, he is. Thank you guys for being our friends. Isn't this an awesome night? You ready? Let's now partake of the new covenant worship. Some grape juice and some bread. Get your communion elements available. That's kind of like ready and available. Make sure you copy these verses down. Storm somewhere. Thank you, Wilma, for all your wonderful help.
Yes.
I'm just telling you. I am just telling you right now. Everybody keep your faith with us. Just keep speaking it. The exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. We really, truly, honestly need two employees that can just be faithful working employees. Hey, Julian and Vermont, we are ready for communion. Hallelujah. Father, every time our brothers and sisters take communion with us, may their whole spirit, soul, and body be filled with great strength.
Amen.
And that healing power. May every one of our senior members receive the life flows through these communion elements, restoring and renewing their life. May their mental tone be better. May their eyesight be stronger. May their physical strength be strong and every organ work and function properly.
Amen.
I speak of that by the word of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are ready to. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. I just love this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. How powerful is that? Whether you're being judged here, and most importantly, on that other day of judgment over there, you and I can have boldness because we can look at people and say, wait, I'm never going to do wrong. I'm going to be bold. I ain't doing you no wrong. I love you. Isn't that cool? And then listen, you got to keep yourself where you're not doing anybody wrong. But when you're walking in the righteousness of God, you're not going to do people wrong. You'd be like, no, I got righteousness.
I'm free from all that sin stuff. I ain't doing nothing to stop that righteousness. I'm preaching and I'm supposed to be reading. Because as he, Jesus, is, so are we in this world. But he paid the price for the righteousness and then he made it. So we're just like him. 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love. Cast out the fear. And the torment that goes with it. Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. This whole new covenant worship is filled with the love of God. And Jesus said, as often as you do it. He said often. The Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Pentecost, once a year. The Day of Atonement, once a year. Right? So they only got to have the benefit of those things one day a year. As soon as the Day of Atonement was gone, we're good, no sin. And now you got to wait another whole, the rest of that year. If you made it 20 days, you had 20 days of joy. You see, you and I get to come and do this as often as we want to do it and have this beautiful fellowship and communion. You ready? Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. We're going to do that by the prayer of salvation and the prayer of rededication. Pray this with us right now. We keep our people for it too, Becca. And you start with us. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I receive you.
Jesus, I receive you.
In my life right now.
In my life right now.
In every area.
In every area.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
You make me a child of God.
You make me a child of God.
Father, may they all experience that.
Yeah.
Take your sin and just make a big pile and say, there's all my sin.
There is all my sin.
Turn your hands over and just reach out and receive it. Say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my being.
Filling every part of my being.
In my spirit, my soul, and my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand.
Pray.
God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
name. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. If that's the 100th time you pray that prayer, then I say, welcome to the family of God. And I got home from work, wasn't feeling well, took a long nap. Well, I declare, feel well. Everybody go with your fingers. Feel well. Feelers, you know, that was kind of lame, but I tried, you know. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Kathy. Think about it. You just went from darkness to light. You just went from fear to faith. You went from your sin. Let's listen to this. There is nobody ever on the face of the earth since Jesus died who had enough of anything inside of them to make them righteous without Jesus' blood. And the only way any of them got into the kingdom is they reached out to receive him. And he made them the righteousness of God. And that just happened to you. And besides that, he adopted you in the faith. Why are you so fired up? I love this, that we get to do this every single day. Only heaven's going to be able to record how many people actually took communion with us and have been born again. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Every time you guys help us do this, people are being born again. We're filling the kingdom of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to the family of God. They put my email address and website in there. The website has the communion out, the communion service. You can go right there and receive it every day. I encourage you to do it every morning when you get up before you go to work. Honestly, do. The more you speak this, the more it gets down inside of you, the more you realize what God has done. And it's changing your life every day. Now, get you some communion elements. Those of you that's watching it at a later date, hit pause. I'll be here when you get back. They put my email address and website in there so you can contact me. I've got 10 verses that are the most foundation verses that you can have in the Bible. You got to have this foundation. And I want to send them to you and help you get inside of you so that your life is stable and solid in Jesus, in the mighty name. If you've already been sent those verses and you say, Pastor, I got to have some help with this, that's all right. Send me some questions. I will help you with it. Because our place is to make you strong in God.
Amen.
We work hard. Now, let's say everything I was supposed to. Ready? Oh, I was giving them enough time to go get communion elements.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Just get a glass of water and some bread. I tried to say it loud enough they could hear. Ready? Let's bless our elements. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you,
and
Lord.
By your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
broken. Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body.
Jesus. In the body of Christ. In my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of
faith. In Jesus, my name.
In Jesus, my name.
Let's receive the broken body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That even though the Holy Spirit that healed everyone through your ministry was in you, you used it to bear the weight of sin and sickness and disease and take it to hell and destroy it forever. Thank you. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father. With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been wiped out of my life.
Has been wiped out of my life.
And it has no more effect on me.
It has no more.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And
all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my
family. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without wrinkle or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus, my name.
In Jesus, my name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive bloodshed. I like that chorus of that song that we've been playing in the afternoon worship by Charity Gale. Thank you, Jesus. For your blood applied. Thank you, Jesus. It's there. I'll get the words one of these days. But I'll keep listening to it because we're going to sing that song. It's a good song about the blood. Amen. Say it with me. Let's just sing. Let's sing Power in the Blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. You know, it's really interesting that all throughout last year, when the pandemic was happening, everybody was focused on, we got to push against this wall and get it to change. And now that things are opening up, we got a whole new level of, I got to deal with stuff and choose to enter in. And that's the way it is. Persecution always makes the church go deeper in God. But how many know that we can go deep in God whether we're persecuted or not just by making a choice to go deeper in God? Amen? So say it with me. I choose to go deeper in God.
I choose to go deeper in
God. Learn to shut the door and tell everybody, get out. I got to be alone.
Amen.
And just take some time with the Father. You might not have an hour or two or three, but make sure you spend some time alone with the Father. The email is HG, Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Good night, Wilma Tony
and Jim Tony, and all the Tonyites in Houghton Lake.
We
love you.
Thank you for being here.
We appreciate you. We thank you for being here, helping us. We call you and your family blessed now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I choose to go deeper in God. Amen, Rebecca. Guess what? When you get in there deeper with God, you're going to see us. We'll be sitting over on the side going, hey.
Hey, sister.
Oh, you're in here too. Yeah. Becca and Ashley, we love you.
We love you,
Tim. Sleep well until tomorrow. We love you, ma'am. We bless you and your family.
You.
What a word you got
Thank
tonight,
you.
Becca. God is going through your family like a tidal. Julian and Vamala, we love you. See, that's why we always got to stay on here a few extra minutes so that the people from around the world, it might take a whole 5 seconds for them to actually make a post and get to us. You know?
Isn't that just amazing?
I remember. And Julian, we declare it, health in your body, in your eyes, in your organs, in every part of your body.
Amen. Perfect.
May you be the healthiest folks your age that everybody has ever seen.
Amen. Amen.
To love him like a month. Thinking, Siri, I love it. Love him like a month. I like that. I've never heard anybody say that. I love you like a month, but that's okay. It's good. I was getting ready to tell a story. What was it?
I don't even remember. We were talking about how quick it is to go around the world.
Oh, in 1993, I was working in an office, 94, and this guy says to me, who was our tech guy, he goes, check it out, man. We can literally type to each other on our computers, and it'll pop right up on the screen, and we can talk back and forth that way. I'm like, ain't no way. Yeah, yeah, watch. Now, he come down, and he set it all up on my computer. He goes upstairs and goes, hi, Sam. I'm like, no way, dude. So I come back. He goes, I don't know. The owner's name is Joe. He's like, I don't know how Joe is going to get any work out of any of us when we put this on everybody's computer, because we're going to be doing this all day long with each other. And sure enough, everybody was just going crazy with it in the room, all right? So we were in the office. So we were texting back and forth across the network. And he says to all of us, he goes, and they're saying the day will come when we'll be able to do this like this all over the whole world. Brother Jim, you prophesied it, and here it is, right here. And the owner came to us about a month later and said, all right, we've had fun with this texting thing. Now let's get back to work. I don't know. I don't know, you know, I mean, it was immediate, because now you didn't have to pick up a phone and call somebody. You can just text to them, which is what makes this so much nice. Anyways, it wasn't real deep and spiritual, but it was a lot of fun.
But it is when you realize how it seems so futuristic, and now it's like so much a part of our life we don't even think about it.
That was 1994 when that happened.
Yeah.
We were on the cutting edge, man. Wow, check this out, dude. I mean, it's like, whoa. All right, well, is that it? We love you, Julian and Vamala. Sister Mary Fernandez, we didn't know where you are, but I'm sure you're here somewhere. We love you.
We're Mary Pastor Rick.
Mary Pastor Rick, that's it. We're calling you as soon as we get off the program.
We'll wake her up and then she'll be really pissed.
All right. Till we see you guys again, this is what we say.
We love you.
Dan and Gwen, we love you. Mike Shannon, we love you. Dave and Gwen, we love you. Rebecca and Christine, we love you. Tony and Heather, we love you. Julie and Evamala, we love you. Come on, I'm doing pretty good. Rebecca and Ashley, we love you. Jim and Wilma, we love you. Tony, we love you. Phyllis K. Raymond, we love you. Brother Al Barton, Chris Timmer, we love you. I already said them. They don't get two times to love in one night. No, come on.
Audrey is driving. We'll quit distracting you, Audrey. Thank you for being with us. We love you.
Donna Howie Schubeck, we love you. Alan and Angel, we love you. Trey and Tisha, we love you. See? Ken and Carol, we love you. Jeff and Kelly, we love you. These are all the folks. Maxine McDowell, we love you. Okay, Rebecca and Christine, we love you. I got to make sure I get it in.
Didi, see, I didn't hear Rebecca, but thank you. I'm glad. Okay. You covered for him.
I just always like to wait a little bit just in case somebody's here that's finally getting enough courage to sign in and say hi. Are you on YouTube? Welcome. Make sure you contact us. Let us know where you are. If there's anything we can do to help you, shoot me. We're glad to be a blessing to you.
Or remember the first night Kathy joined us, it was after we were done like this, and she popped in and said, oh, man, I thought you guys were doing shots.
Well, and see, Kathy Androni rocked our world that night. It was like January the 2nd or the 11th or something, whatever it was. Changed our whole world that night. We went for like 4 hours, 4.5 hours.
Yeah. Yep. What a wonderful, wonderful thing.
All right. Still a whole bunch of on. Roger Oxy, we love you, buddy.
Roger Roxy.
Roger
Roxy. We just need to start calling him that.
All right, that's it. To me again, this is what we say. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Be a life broadcaster everywhere you go.
Amen.